This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, January 8th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 in the evening, Central Time. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend tonight on Monday, January 8th. Yeah, happy birthday to Val Shively, who turned 80 today and still going strong. Yeah, thank God for his record store. I say that. I got a story associated with that later that I'll share with you perhaps. But this is Monday Night Trivia, and we have a straggler. I'll be voicing that in a moment. We also have bumper stumpers, 11 of them, and they all belong to the same theme, every one of them. So if you figure out the theme, well, I'm impressed. But if you just know the artist, well, I'm impressed about that too. Yeah, we'll kick off with one that I truly love from 1964. Now, about that straggler. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? All right, so that's the question, simply put. And yeah, it probably covers a lot of ground, but of course I'm looking for something specific. And don't worry about whether there's 9,000 other good answers that would qualify, because the prizes aren't worth having. You eventually get a certificate and something else that you probably don't want that, costs more to mail than is worth. But you're doing this for the fun of it, and I gratefully appreciate it, because trivia is the most requested feature on this show, but we can't play it without contestants. So thank you for being one of them. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E, and that will get you to me. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, you haven't even heard one yet, and if you'd have no idea what the answer to my question might be, you can have your own category, and we prove that every week. Sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. I mean, you got it, right? Whatever it is, strut your stuff. We'll find a question for you. We'll prove it here in seconds with Don. 888-876-5593. Don from Beloit, welcome back. Oh, let's find the magic twanger here. All right, here we go. I'm ready to WGN Radio. How's it going, Don?
Hey, good. Happy Monday to you there.
You too.
So you got a little snow in Arizona?
Yes. Where we are, I'm in the Globe studio tonight, and Globe snows. Yeah, absolutely. We got quite a bit last night. And of course, that didn't please me, because I had to go to both of my tower sites today. And of course, I wasn't dressed for it, and I didn't have shoes for it and all that. But hey, I survived. And I understand. I understand you guys are getting 9 inches, and everybody's all up in a heat about that. In the West, 9 inches would be considered a good day.
Yeah, it could be any. I mean, it really just depends on anything. I think they're saying like 19, 20 inches in Central Illinois, possibly, or something. Schools are closed for tomorrow everywhere, and so on.
Wow. I remember
weather. You know what we all call it? It's just weather. And I grew up in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then you're used to tons of snow. But interestingly, I remember the first time I flew into O'Hare when it was snowing. I was there to visit my buddy Eddie Schwartz, who used to do overnights on WGN. And I couldn't believe it because it was snowing pretty hard. And I was, at the time, I was living in Denver. And Denver, of course, doesn't believe in salt. And they also believe in, I swear to God, this is the truth, they believe in solar removal. They think wait a day or so and it will melt. This is all true. And so I landed O'Hare and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's going to be forever to get down to WGN. I couldn't believe it. It was the perfect drive. There was not even so much as a skid. You know, everything was fine. And I said to Eddie, what gives? He said, oh, well, let me explain. And he did. I probably can't share it on the air, but he explained exactly why Chicago has the cleanest streets during snowstorms. So there you have it. Yes. And one of the many things he imparted to me about the underbelly of Chicago. And I loved every bit of it. So
are these people in common 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Vegetarians?
Nope.
College degreed people.
Nope.
Divorced people.
Nope.
It's Charlie Rich music fans.
Now remember, there's only 2 million of them. So 20 years ago, 2 million Americans. So, you know, it's not going to be like college educated or whatever. It's a big country. Oh. Come on. So it's 2 million Americans.
I thought I heard 20 million.
No,
sorry,
it's
20
years ago, 2 million Americans.
Two million. Okay.
Yes, 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common.
Okay. Hey, later in the week, could you play whatever your favorite Laverne Baker? Would you mind playing some Laverne Baker?
Oh, you know I love Laverne Baker, so that's not hard at all. It's just hard to say. I can't play my favorite because there's too many, but I'll just play one I liked a lot. Maybe Saved. I don't know. Maybe Bop Ting Ling. We'll play something.
She was on the Ed Sullivan 55, but she was on that Rock, Rock, Rock movie, oh, yeah. Alan Freed's movie in 56.
Sure.
Did you happen to see that movie?
I have a copy of it somewhere, and I probably on one inch reel to reel, but I have it, and I have seen it, but, you know, to tell me, do I recall it? Yeah. Not really. I've seen all of the Freed movies. Yeah. Now, my favorite, I do have a favorite among them, and that was Jamboree. And although that might have been a Dick Clark movie, but regardless, Jamboree was the world's first payola movie, and I just loved it for that reason.
Okay.
All right. So you have to watch it to know what I mean by that. Now,
I'll definitely try that out. Check it out. Okay,
yeah, Jamboree. I guarantee you'll be laughing. They hadn't expected you to be, but you will be. All right. So here's what we want to know. You want a World War II aircraft trivia question.
Please. Yes.
What was the front line fighter used by the Japanese Navy throughout most of World War II?
Well, the Zero, you know, the Zero had different names.
Yeah, so we got to know what it was. That's right. You're absolutely right. The Zero, what was it?
A6M was
yep,
the...
that's absolutely it.
The main configuration,
yep,
right? There's different
right.
versions, longer range and so on.
Yeah, yep. But you're right. The A6M Ryzen, yep.
Okay. Well, that was a pretty good one. All right.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you knew it really quickly, and over 11,000 of them were built.
Yeah. Fortunately for us, not so great later in the war.
They had to build 11,000 because they kept losing them.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a dear, and thank you for what you and John do each evening, and you have a great show, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Don.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. We're going to come up with an advertising question for Barry in New Hampshire. Ooh, he's staying away from Beatles for a week, so we'll find the perfect advertising question. And meantime, Johnny D in Ohio has sent me a song. So, all right, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Johnny D? No, you're not. All right, well, let's see if we can put you on hold. And, John, well, I just hung up on you, Johnny. You'll have to call back, and we'll get to Barry and his advertising question. But first, we're going to get to a bumper stumper, your first one of the night. And like I say, it's a song I really like from 1964. It was on the Spokane label. What does that tell you? Maybe nothing, but it should tell you something. All that coming up on WGN Radio.
This little bitty heart of mine can't stand.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is she? And I can't ask you what that record has in common with everything else we're going to play tonight, but at least you can tell me who she is. Yeah, one of my favorites, too. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to kick it off here with some advertising. Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
All right, so I've got two slogans I've been going back and forth to decide to ask you, but I think that I'm going to try one that debuted in 1986, all right? And it was because they were really trying to revitalize this brand. I mean, they had done everything they could. It wasn't working too well, ultimately not at all, but in 1986, they developed a slogan that was used for several years. You ready?
I'm ready.
America's favorite store.
Oh, boy. Kmart?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You're absolutely right. It was Kmart. And this, you know, Kmart goes back to the days of the S.S. Kresge Company. But by the 80s, Kmart knew they were in trouble. And so that's when they started using a lot of celebrities to sell its goods and also expanding into a wide array of specialty items. And the guy who was CEO said, "My goal is to make Kmart the most respected, dominant retailer in America." Well, sorry, it didn't work out, because at the time that this guy said that in 1986 and had over 2,200 Kmarts across the country blaring their blue light special, they had been going down for some time. And they thought, well, this will turn it around or not. America's favorite store. Apparently, it wasn't. You are a winner.
Oh, great. Then Walmart took over.
Well, I think that happened a little bit differently. But, you know, but nonetheless, I think even if there hadn't been a Walmart, Kmart was doomed. All right. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You are a winner. All right. So that's the deal. Kmart had, in fact, as you know, they merged with Sears later, and they had one thing that Sears didn't, of course. They had real estate. They owned most of those stores and the footprint under them. The problem is that was the good news and the bad news. The bad news was, obviously, they were of a certain size and pretty large when you get right down to it, but not gonna get larger. By the mid-80s, they were trying to get away from that dime store connection that the Kresge Company had, of course, although few people knew they were the Kresge Company. But nonetheless, they were starting to add name brand merchandise, you know, like Cuisinarts and stuff. And then they thought, well, let's upgrade our own private label brand. And that's when they did a deal with Jaclyn Smith for the signature collection of women's sportswear. Anyway, nothing worked. But so it was that they thought when they debuted it in 86 that America's favorite store would come to pass, and it didn't. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we'll have more bumper stumpers coming up, and maybe then you will figure out what the theme is, or at least know some of the artists, I hope. But our straggler, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? And again, 2 million sounds like a lot, but in the scheme of things, it's not. It's a good number if you were counting dollars, but it's not by any means a majority of the population, to say the least. So that's the question. And better than that, you get your own category. Whatever it is that you want, I've got a question for you, as we just proved with America's favorite store. So the deal about Monday Night Trivia, as you know, we need you. And I thought we were going to have Johnny D. We're going to debut his song tomorrow night, actually. And I say not tonight because it's Monday Night Trivia. Of course, if not more people call, maybe we will debut it tonight. It's hard to say. But Johnny D. Noticed I liked stand-up Mel McDaniel, and he came up with a stand-up song mentioning many of you. So it will, if it doesn't debut here tonight, it will debut here tomorrow night, but I got it. So tomorrow night, by the way, we start an hour late. That'll be after the Blackhawks game around 11 o'clock Central. And so then Thursday, I think it's probably going to be about 10:30 Central, and there's also a Blackhawks game on that. And then the following Tuesday, January 16th, in case you're making note of it. So we're still in the shadow of Mercury retrograde, and we will be until the 20th, but the big event is over, so you can almost come out now. We'll see. But there is a new moon on Thursday. That's right, at about a little before 6 in the morning Central Time. So you probably want to write your Law of Abundance check Wednesday night, in case you write them. So that's the new moon. And the next full moon comes up on January 25th. All right, so last week was interesting on Thursday. I had a two-hour monologue. And I had a two-hour monologue because I thought you weren't calling, but then it turned out that, no, the phone system had gone haywire and just put itself on hold. And boy, I realized that after the show when I got an awful lot of email. So hopefully that hasn't happened again tonight. I ordered a different studio. It shouldn't, as far as that goes, but you never know. But we'll check it again. But other than that, let's see what else I can tell you. Seeing that it is Monday, January 8th, in addition to Al Shirely. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, this deal with last week we played the Sand Band. Johnny Goen had requested it, and it was their version of an old Sam Cooke song. A nice one it was. So normally, when I put the songs up on Raleigh.net, I list the year that it came out and the label that it came out on, if it was a 45 or if it was an album. I mention what the album is, that kind of thing. So I thought, all right, well, Sand Band, how hard can it be? I can't find it. And so I do find that some people have put the song up on YouTube, so it's there, just like my copy. But nothing about, and I'm playing from computers, from files I made many, many years ago, so I don't have usually the physical media in front of me. I've got it somewhere, but who knows. So I was dependent upon finding this online. And so it was that I, fool that I am, figured, well, I'll just look it up. It'll come up. Well, of course, it never comes up. And then I think, well, I'll just go to Chris Beachley because he has the Wax Museum in Charlotte and they have more beach music than anywhere else. Yep, closed in 2017. So I thought, all right, never really liked them, but they did have a lot of stuff. I'll go to Judy's House of Oldies in North Myrtle Beach. Nope, closed in 2020. All right, well, maybe I can just call Pete Smolin, Repeat Records. Died last year. Should have returned that call. In any event, then I thought, well, the other half of Repeat, he was the Pete in Repeat, the Re in Repeat was Marion Carter. So I thought, well, he's probably still at the same place. Nope, not anymore. I guess he lives somewhere else in South Carolina. But the bottom line is Repeat Records wasn't there. Wasn't going to help me. So I searched and searched and never came up with it. I can tell you where to book the Sand Band. I can tell you where they're appearing. I can tell you all sorts of things about them, including their entire history. But in terms of just wanting to buy a beach music CD or even download a cut, you know, because everybody, you know, does this streaming and downloading and all those things. No, just not there. So I mentioned that because, as I had said, Val Shively turned 80 today, and he may be the last living purveyor of the independent oldie shop. He's got 4 million to 5 million 45s under one roof. Yeah, so I hope it was a happy birthday for Val. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Tim in Shreveport wants FM radio trivia. I can do that. And John in Gilbert wants WABC DJ trivia. Oh, have I got one for you. And and then, let's see, Johnny D called back. Oh, good. Yeah, WABC. I assume we're not talking about their pre-top 40 days or even the first year when they still were saddled with running Joe Rosenfeld's Happiness Exchange. That was on overnight. No, we won't ask you about him. All right, we'll get to Lisa in Dundee, too, who wants her movie trivia from the 40s, of course. But right now, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large as we check WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your second bumper stumper. Who are they? 1959 on Dalton. All right. So, yeah, what do they have in common with the first act we played, or the first record we played, I should say. All right. So, and they are records. They're all 45 RPMs. All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. We got our bumper stumpers, and we have our straggler. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? And you can have your own category. It can be sky is the limit. But Johnny D called back. And Johnny D of a star of stage, screen, and wonderful, wonderful bumper. So Johnny D got your bumper, loved it. Go and play it tomorrow night.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, because I want to play the whole thing, you know, so we don't want to do that on trivia.
Well, how long is it?
That's a few minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even check that.
Really?
I kind of thought it was too long. But
no, you know, not too long. It was you mentioned a lot of people who listen to this show regularly, so I am sure they will love it.
I hope so, yeah. Because it wasn't my best work. Becky threw a wrench into the whole works.
What exactly did Becky do?
I told
do?
Her I was going to blame her for this.
All right.
What?
What exactly did Becky do?
She pissed me.
All right.
She upset me. She upset me.
All right. Well, anyway, it's 2 minutes and 12 seconds long.
Well, that's not long, is it?
Well, I mean, our bumpers are supposed to be under 90 seconds, so.
Whatever.
That's
Do whatever you want.
Oh, no, we'll play the whole thing. We'll feature the whole thing.
All right, excellent. That sounds good. Well,
call up. All right.
So, anyhow, on the 2 million thing.
Uh-huh.
Could I guess on a question?
Yes, as many as you want.
I was watching The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat with Michigan and Washington.
How'd that come out?
Michigan slaughter. Well, they beat them 34-13.
Well, they beat Alabama last week, too, but that was in overtime.
Yeah, I know.
You're probably saying, how the hell would you know that? Because I eat out every night, and invariably there's a television on there somewhere showing a game. And I thought, oh, those are the same people who won last week.
Yeah, Michigan. They had a good team. They went undefeated, so that's amazing. Yeah, they beat Ohio State. They lucked out.
Now, so is this the full championship? Is the championship now over? And what championship was it?
This is the college football championship, for the college championship. What do they call it?
Yeah, what do they call
college
it?
College football championship.
Oh, well, that's descriptive, I guess. All right.
College football.
Yeah, all right. And, college football championship. It should have a better name than that.
What is it? CF. Yes, college football championship.
Yeah, I guess so. The CFC. There you have it.
Yeah.
All right. So so Michigan just absolutely slaughtered the Huskies.
Well, yeah, they did. I don't know. Washington didn't play up to their game. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, from what I've seen and what they did before, they were undefeated too. But. Mm. They didn't play too good tonight. They didn't have their quarterback was not on like he normally is. But
well, now it's over.
Anyhow, that's what happened there.
Yes.
I was neither here nor there because Ohio State wasn't in it. Now if Ohio State was in it, I probably wouldn't even be calling. I'd probably be drunk somewhere. So.
Now, interestingly, they call this championship the CFP, and I'm wondering, well, what does the P stand for? All right, I'll figure it out.
College football program or something like that. I don't know.
Well, we'll look it up.
But, you look it up. I don't know. But anyhow, on the, could I guess on the 20 years?
I'm waiting.
I'm thinking, this is just a... Quickly, I thought of it when John said, well, think about it while you're on hold.
Yeah.
2 million people had handicap parking stickers?
No. I'm not sure how many states were issuing them back then. By the way, it is the college football playoff championship.
Playoff championship. Okay. Yeah. College football playoff championship series, something like that.
Yeah. All right.
I call it the national championship game. I don't know.
Probably everybody else does, too. All right.
But anyhow, listen, you and I normally do a hominin.
Mm-hmm. True.
Well, you have one ready to go?
No, but I'll find one if that is your pleasure. What would you prefer?
Well, no, here's my pleasure. I thought I'd change it up. I want to do, like, one time some woman played Godfather trivia, movie trivia.
Uh-huh.
So I want to do one of those, if I can, well, instead of a hominin.
Do you want Godfather trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you insist, I can do that, no doubt. So let's,
okay.
Have you seen them all?
Yes, I have.
All right, so it doesn't matter which
no,
one.
Wait a minute, but I don't want them from all. I want it only from Godfather 1 or 2, not 3.
All right. Well, here is the deal. I can't swear that I'll know, but that's the deal. All right. You'll remember the Don Corleone wanting to avenge the sexual assault of his daughter. You remember that?
The sexual assault of his daughter, Don Corleone?
Yeah.
Now, I remember another person that wanted some guy that came to see him, an undertaker.
Well, you got a third of it right. All right, so you're absolutely right. Now, the first three men that Don Corleone meets with, trying to avenge this wrong during his daughter's wedding reception, there were three men. Who were the first three? The Undertaker was the first one. Who were the next two?
Okay.
Just professionals.
One was a baker.
Right, that's two. What's number three?
Number three, all right, the guy, the Undertaker, the baker.
Yes.
There was a third one?
Yes. And by the way, it was the Undertaker who wanted the Don to avenge the sexual assault of his daughter. The baker wanted his future son-in-law to not be deported. The third one.
Enzo.
Right. Who's the third one?
Ah, God. Let me think. Give me a second here. The Undertaker, the baker. Oh, wait a minute. Johnny.
No, it's not Johnny anything. Go. Do something else.
No, wait a minute. It's the singer. He's a singer. Hollywood. He wants him to get in a movie.
Nope. That's not the third one. Come on. You can do this. It's a guy who just wants to thank him for being invited. Who is it?
Oh, Luca Brasi.
There we go. We have a winner.
Luca Brasi.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, his bodyguard.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a winner. Yes. Hitman and bodyguard.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Luca Brasi.
Well, there you go.
I always was confused about that because my one buddy at work said his name was Lou Cabrazzi.
No.
I said, no, you're crazy. It's Luca Brasi.
Exactly.
Well, anyhow, he didn't believe me.
Well, you were right.
No, no,
you were absolutely right. It's Luca.
All right, okay.
All right, you're a winner.
Well,
hang on.
I'll listen for the song tomorrow.
You better. I expect you to call. Now, here, put you on hold to confirm that address. Thanks. All right. So there you have it. Luca Brasi was the third. All right, so I'll follow along, try to read the questions better, I guess. That'll help, too. So we still have the question I threw out, the straggler. And we still have Tim from Shreveport's FM radio trivia. Oh, I'm ready, Tim. And you won't like me after this one. And we also have, as I say, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? And another bumper stumper coming up. But first, want to talk about the newest edition of Sea Crane's CC Skywave fleet, the CC Skywave SSB2 with single sideband. The ultimate companion and emergency radio fits in the palm of your hand, weighs only 8 ounces. The reception is excellent, and considering its size, the audio is sharp and clear, and you'll like it. Now, what's really neat about this is, like every radio that Bob Crane developed, it just has superior reception. Whether it's AM or it's FM, it's going to do better than your standard radio. But all of the features that Bob Crane adds to each of these radios are different and very often only available there. And the CC Skywave SSB2 with single sideband gives you all sorts of things that your smartphone will never be capable of getting. Emergency single sideband transmissions, And to some degree, that's still used when broadcasting during hurricanes or major earthquakes. It's also used by hams when there aren't major emergencies going on. And of course, you listen to your favorite AM and your favorite FM. And of course, it's got a weather band and a Weather Plus alert. And like I say, those ham operators from all over the world. So it's really neat. You'll hear things that you just won't hear anywhere else. And it fits, like I say, right in the palm of your hand. It is the true radio lover's travel radio. Go to ccradio.com and look at the CC SkyWave SSB2 and that single sideband. I always say that slowly now because when John first heard me advertising this many years ago, he said, "What's the suicide band?" I said, "No, single sideband." And like I say, maybe some of the most important information you'll ever get, or at very least, you'll hear ham operators from all over the world jawing to each other. So it's a lot of fun. So ccradio.com. If you can't go online, all is not lost because they have the best customer service in the world. Just call them. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. 24 hours a day, they'll answer all your questions. They'll mail you a hard copy of the catalog if you want it. You can order right on the phone, or better yet, go online. Yeah, you can get it overnight with Amazon or something like that, but for the real experience, go to ccradio.com first. At least take a look at what's available on that catalog, because it is a radio lover's catalog. And the CC SkyWave SSB2 is the travel radio lover's. Yeah, it's really nice. True, great travel radio. So you tell them Raleigh sent you the CC SkyWave SSB2 from the Sea Crane Company on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there it is. Monday Night Trivia. There's your bumper stumper. What do they have in common with the last two songs that we played, or the last two records we played? And that was 1960 on the Northern label. Yeah, so who are they? Oh, and for extra credit, who they become? Because that might be an interesting story to you. You absolutely know them, who they became anyway. All right, so our straggler, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? 888-876-5593. And let's see, what do we have here? I believe waiting the longest is John and Gilbert. Then we got Tim and Shreveport. So John and Gilbert wants WABC trivia. All right, there you go. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm all fat.
Okay. New Year's Day, 1968, WABC, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. New disc jockey debuts. Who is it?
1968?
Yeah, January 1st.
Hmm. One
to 3
p.m. Young?
Yes, it would. Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
he had quite a famous departure from the station, as I recall.
Well, yeah. Les Marshak took over.
Yeah.
But you know, he was very troubled by that anyway, because of course Rick Sklar hired him on the basis of a tape that he thought was an air check, and it actually was an audition tape made at Criteria Studios. And yeah, Rick was never that pleased with how he sounded, and so you know, it wasn't long before he wound up on the overnight show. So sure, what else do you do on the overnight show? Well, you drink. That explains part of it. Anyway, so yeah, you are absolutely right. What?
Yeah, for one night it became a talk station.
Yeah, and it was very interesting because I think the phone company was very dismayed because, of course, they blew out the Judson Exchange. That 581 exchange. Sure, that was the end of Judson.
Sure.
So for a night,
yeah.
Anyway. So that was the deal. All right. Well, excellent. Hang on. Don't go away.
Sure will. Thanks.
All right. So that's absolutely right. It was the fiasco of Roby Young, and who actually was not a bad jock, and he just wasn't right in that situation, but. It's sad because Roby, more than anything else, wanted to go to KHJ. He, considered himself the big kahuna and, going to surf and going to, and of course, they wouldn't give him the time of day. But what was fascinating is that Bill Drake was vacationing in Miami and heard Roby doing this big kahuna bit and thought this was really clever and went back to Ron Jacobs, who was the program director, who was actually from Hawaii, and said, "The big kahuna, there's something there. Let's start a bit." And so, of course, that became a big thing on KHJ without, of course, Roby's involvement. But he was the impetus for that. So 888-876-5593. Do I know my own phone number? Sometimes I wonder. Earlier tonight, I wasn't sure what street I lived on. So, hey, this could be going downhill in a hurry. But Tim is in Shreveport. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley.
All right, so we're going to do FM trivia because you love it.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, when they finally standardized that FM band, and 87.9 to 107.9, those are the dial positions, but those are not the channel numbers. The channel numbers ranged from 200 to 300. Well, okay, so let's talk for a moment about Shreveport, and I had it here in front of me, because I know the number one station there is KMJJ, and KMJJ.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, its listeners don't think so, but that is the number one station, and it is, as you know, the big station at 99.7, correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, what's the channel number?
Now that is, I would say it's, I'm just going to throw a guess out, 225.
259. 225 would wind up being 92.9.
Well, that's kind of down the dial a little bit, isn't it?
The easiest way to remember this, should you ever be interested in knowing channel numbers, is look at the stations in your market that are translators, because their call sign is always the channel number, like KIOUAM. They've got an FM translator at 94.9, and it's K235 CQ.
Yeah.
So those numbers will always tell you exactly where they are on the dial.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I'll remember that.
KWKH has a translator at 100.3, and that's K277DO.
Yes. Yeah, 103. That's 103.3, yeah.
Yes, it is. So every time you hear them say K277DO, you know they're on 103.3.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Even though I don't get these questions right, I just like the knowledge of knowing what the answer is anyway.
Well, and I know, and you know an awful lot of this stuff, so I really go far to find one that I don't think you'll answer. So we'll talk to you next week.
Hey. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, and Shreveport was Shreveport is a very interesting market for a lot of reasons. And let's see what we can do here in the waning moments. Not much, actually, but we'll try. What I will say is we've got two more hours of Monday Night Trivia, and attendance will be somewhat taken. But before we get to Leah and Lisa, Leah wants movie trivia, I believe, musicals, more musicals. And Lisa wants movie trivia from the 40s, and we're going to do that. But Jackie is in Illinois, and if the print was bigger, I'd tell you what city. But in the meantime, I will say Jackie's in Illinois, and she's going to take some guesses. So, hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
All right. So what do you think?
That 2 million question,
yes.
My guess would it be twins?
No. Oh, what an interesting guess. No. Do you have any other guesses?
No.
Well, if you think of some, you call me back. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
good
you.
Deal.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So that is our straggler. And I'll reveal it at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it, because we won't let it hold over any longer than that. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? All right, 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, another bumper stumper will be coming up. Yes, all these records, and I will say rather than the acts, all these records have something in common, because I think that should be the emphasis. But nonetheless, what's it going to be? Oh, hey, it's a song I really like coming up. Not that I minded the last one, mind you, and I'm surprised nobody took a stab at who they became. I'll tell you at the end of the night if you don't guess it. So all this and more coming up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
I told my mother and father I had found true love. You know that love is a wonderful thing. And every time I hold you close to me, you feel the same identical thing. You know I searched all over to find a true love, but my heart.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? Yeah, the same identical thing. 1964 on JNS. All right, and what does that have in common with the other records we've been playing? There you go. Now, we also have a straggler. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? All right, and you could have your own category, as we're going to prove with Leah and Lisa. But Karen, a second-time caller in Orland Park, wants to take a guess on our question. All right, so again, this is, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. All right, Karen in Orland Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Yes, I enjoy your show when I can stay awake to hear it.
Thank you.
I only have one guess, and it's only because I heard this on the news this morning about Mark Zuckerberg having Facebook discovering that in his dorm room. So I'm thinking, it's Facebook users.
That's a nice guess. It's not even remotely close, but I like it.
Oh, too bad. Okay, yeah. I thought I would connect that.
Well, I'm delighted it brought you to your telephone. I hope it'll happen again.
It will. I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, Leah is in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
Oh, good. How are you, Raleigh?
I'm here. So,
here. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm a little jealous of you. You got snow and we didn't.
Believe me, I don't want it. If there was a way to send it to you, it was a big shock to me because I forgot, you know, because normally we're in the valley because of John's therapy and all that, where it never snows, let's face it. You know, it can't. So I forgot how high we were here. Yeah, how high I should have been. And got here and I'm like, damn, that's snow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people in all the surrounding counties got snow, but we didn't in Delaware County.
Well, and that's interesting because it was sort of forecasted that you might.
Yeah, and no, then, we just got rain.
Yeah, I don't think they were sure. You know, when I read the original forecast for that, it was sort of like they didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, well, no, they said the north and east of us would get snow, but the southeast didn't.
No, that's very
southeast wouldn't.
Very unfortunate.
And then we're getting more rain tomorrow.
More rain tomorrow. Well, then that's going to get rid of whatever snow is in the other areas.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
There's flood watches out, though. flood warnings out or whatever, flood watch warnings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's usually the way. Well, all right. So we want to give you a movie musical question.
Yes, please. Oh, can I try the trivia question?
Absolutely.
First? Is it clinical depression?
No. Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
that would explain so much, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really, that would be, just solves half the world's problems. No. All right, so now we'll go back to movie musicals, which is depressing enough. All right. I Hate Men, in the movie version of Kiss Me, Kate, was sung by what musical star?
Oh, God, it's right in the tip of my brain.
You can do this. I know you can do this.
Oh, I can see her.
Yeah.
Oh. And I bet Lisa is screaming at the phone telling me the answer right now, too.
Well, that could be.
Oh, because that's what I do when I know something and she doesn't. It's right on the tip of my brain.
Oh, you're going to be really upset.
Not Audrey, not.
It does start with an A. And her last name starts with an M.
I just keep thinking Audrey McDonald, but it's not. It's I'm going to kick myself.
Well, yeah, it's Ann Miller.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's not who sang that song.
That, in the movie version of Kiss Me, Kate, Ann Miller sung it.
No.
Well, that's what this trivia says. So now let's look it up under IMDb.
Trivia's wrong. Trivia's wrong.
Well, that could be. You know, I don't write them. But let's see. Trivia's wrong, huh?
It was the lead actress in the movie who sang it. The redhead, the blonde, who was a redhead in the play.
Okay.
Ann Miller sang It's Too Darn Hot.
All right. Let's see. I'm looking to see if we can find other Kiss Me, Kate film. All right, this is Wikipedia. I don't know how much I trust them, but let's see. 1958 Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer adaptation of the 1948 Broadway musical. All right, inspired by The Taming of the Shrew.
So
we don't care about the plot. Let's see. Starring Catherine Grayson, Howard Keel, and Ann Miller.
That's who sang it, Catherine Grayson.
And they're claiming Ann Miller sang it. So you're saying Catherine Grayson. Well, either way, you didn't get it right, but that's interesting.
Either way.
So
yeah, Catherine Grayson sang it.
How about that? So they were wrong. So much for this
trivia.
They
were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But either way, I didn't get it. But that's who sang it. That's whose name I couldn't think of, Catherine Grayson.
Huh. All right. Well, there you have it. And we've got the original motion picture soundtrack here on Apple Music. So this should probably tell us all as we look at Apple Music to see. Let's see. And yes, I Hate Men, Catherine Grayson. All right. So you should find this trivia question deal and give them hell. It's under TriviaNerd.com, topic 1940s trivia and 1940s film and entertainment. They lied like a rug, I tell
they
you
did.
What.
They did.
Well,
they did.
Oh, well.
Wait. Okay.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. This is terrible. I think I might have just quoted the wrong source. That actually, what I was just going to say, might have come up with a question for Lisa here in the moment. It was under quizplay/quizplay Q&A/musicals. Anyway, it says that here. It absolutely says that. It says that it is Ann Miller. Well, all right, so it wasn't Trivia Nerd. Trivia Nerd will redeem itself because it has questions that that absolutely Lisa can answer. I know that Lisa can answer them. So, okay, Lisa, welcome back to WGN.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I think she should have won just for knowing the right answer, even though she couldn't come up with it. Well, you know what I mean? She knew right away it was wrong.
That's right.
I think that's amazing.
All
actually.
Right. Well,
I couldn't have helped her, by the way.
Oh, well, let's add to her stash. All right. So she'll get an extra tabloid or something.
Yeah, I think she deserves it.
Okay, we're going to go somewhere else with 1940s film and entertainment because, of course, before all those movies, they were showing cartoons.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the first Bugs Bunny cartoon?
The name of it or the...
Yeah, the name,
the
name of it. But believe me, I'll give you another question because this is so out there. But yeah, the name of it. I'd be so impressed if you knew, but that's all right if you don't.
I would think it had something to do with rabbits. Rabbit
yes,
hunting
yes,
or something?
Yes, yes, a wild hare. Yes. So, all
that's
right,
hilarious.
let's just move on, and I'll ask you, what was the highest grossing film of the 1940s?
Ooh.
Highest grossing.
1940s.
I should probably look for the thinking music again.
No, you don't have to. I'm not going to know this.
Sure you will.
Bugs Bunny.
No, well, no, it's not Bugs Bunny, but
no.
and there are no rabbits involved, but you would be on the right track with animals.
Oh, with animals. So it's like...
That's the only hint you're getting.
okay, let me just run through all my animal movies now. Bambi. From the 40s?
We have a winner.
Okay, good.
It is Bambi.
Poor Bambi.
Yeah, yeah. Usually thought more with major football games. And if you remember that story. But who?
That reminds me of something I saw on a cartoon once with the three little pigs. And they were in their house, and it was, you know, one of the brick or the straw or whatever. But there was a picture on the wall, and it said, like, Uncle George. And it was just a picture of a football.
Oh, God, that's great.
I know, that's funny, isn't it?
It is funny. Actually, it wasn't Bambi. It was Heidi that interrupted the AFL game between the Raiders.
No, Heidi, yes, that's right.
Yes, the Heidi Bowl. Yes, exactly.
Oh,
all
God.
Right, so you know your Bambi movies. Very good.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Don't go away.
All right,
thanks. So, yeah, I agree. Leah should get something for knowing that it's somebody else. All right, very good. Now, we'll get to Bruce from Elwood, who I think is going to take a guess on our outstanding question, which will be revealed next hour if you don't get it. So, okay, Bruce, 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What?
Wearing a pacemaker.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I have no idea what that number would be.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to look it up because that's a great question. I don't know.
Okay, well, have a good week, Rob.
All right,
I'll talk
thanks.
To you
next
you
too. Appreciate it. Yeah, how many Americans had a pacemaker 20 years ago? Well, it's probably not going to come up this way, but we'll see. Maybe. No, I'm getting the 10-year survival rate. No, we don't want to know what that is. And it's. Oh, gosh, over 60 years since the first pacemaker. So I don't know. I'll have to check that. In the meantime, we'll have another bumper stumper. Yeah. Oh, a fine one. 1960 on Scepter. Yeah, a fine one. And meanwhile, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, and if you have absolutely no idea what my straggler question might be, then you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. 888-876-5593. Now, it's interesting. If you were listening last Thursday, you heard me do a two-hour monologue because we didn't get calls. We didn't get calls because the phone somehow wound up being placed on hold and all the calls went to voicemail. It turned out after the show, I discovered that a lot of you had called. And here I thought I was fully abandoned and still willing to talk for 2 hours. Hopefully the phones are not on hold now, and you will call, because when it comes to Monday Night Trivia, cannot do this without contestants. It's just not possible. But you can have your own category, and we prove that sky's the limit on that virtually every Monday night. So 888-876-5593, 8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
I've never loved anyone but you.
Don't believe him, he's lying.
Please stay in my
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right. And like I said, that turns out was on 1960, in 1960, on Scepter. So, yes. Is a theme becoming apparent yet? Oh, shame on you. How about any of the artists? Yeah, there was one I really expected you to get so far, but several more to go. And, yeah, seems like nobody's going to get any of them tonight. But I think we do have some. In fact, I'm looking at this, and I can guarantee you there's one of you are going to get. Now, the other ones, well, not quite as sure, but we'll be finding out that. So, 888-876-5593. It's 888-ROLLYE. And the straggler, which will be revealed exactly an hour and a half from right now, is, as of 20 years ago today, 2 million Americans had this in common. Had what in common? And I guess I would say this, it's a statistic of sorts that may, I hate giving you clues, not because I think it'll help you get it, it's more because I think maybe it won't. But yeah, I'd say that this is considered to be a statistic. Though I don't know, maybe not. So I'll just let you go for anything you want as far as that is. Now, speaking of anything you want, you can have your own category, because if you don't know my straggler and you don't know any of my bumper stumpers, well, you know something about something, I just know it. Whatever it is, we got a question for you, no matter what it is. And we prove that regularly with things like homonyms, yeah, or musicals, where Leah knows more about the answers than the people who write the questions. So here we have the fact that it's January 8th. Yeah, wasn't it Elvis's birthday or something? I can't remember. It was something. But I think so. But in the meantime, like I say, I know it was Val Shively's. And in the waning moments of birthday, I hope he had a good one. Shirley Bassey turned 87 today. Yeah. And she's still with us. She's Dame Shirley now, awarded the Order of St. Charles by Prince Albert II of Monaco, born in 1937 in Cardiff in Wales. David Bowie would have been 77 today, born in London, died 2016, as you'll remember, just 69 years old. Bob Eubanks is still with us. Yeah, he's 86 today. And he's originally from Flint, Michigan, but he grew up in Pasadena. Yeah, right in the backyard of KRLA, where he worked for years, and was the guy who put that Beatles concert together in California, and went on to do many other concerts, and then later, you know, hosted the Newlywed Game and Card Sharks and all that that kind of stuff, and then went on to manage some country acts. So, 86 and still with us. All right, so we've got others. Apparently, January 8th was a big day. I got to look back 9 months earlier to see why, but little Anthony turned 84 today as well. So, 888-876-5593. Going to find out what's going on at the world at large and hopefully hear from you on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. 1964 on Volt. Yeah, who is she? Well, is this record having in common with every other record we played? All right, so 888-876-5593. And as our straggler, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? And if you don't like mine, you can have yours. It can be absolutely anything. We prove that all the time. Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Hanging in.
All right. Well, we have a question for you, of course. And
yeah, I have a quick tidbit on about Shreveport Radio.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Okay. I can think of two instances of the same format being on the same frequency. Back in the day, there was WOKJ and KOKA, and then now there's JMI and Magic 99.7.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those, you know, OKJ and Coco were both soul.
Right.
And then these two, I think, are both hip-hop.
So yeah.
I don't know that much about Shreveport Radio, but I used to listen to Coco
a long time ago
at night.
Which, unfortunately, now is gospel.
And I don't know what happened to 1550. I think both those 1550s are dark, actually, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Isn't that sad? Yeah, well, you know, as soon as you're talking 1550, you know there's towers involved. Multiples.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if that is there, but I know that 1590's still there. That's actually a Carthage license, and 1480's there. But no, I don't think 1550 is.
Yeah, because I at night I would turn my radio in one way and hear an OKJ, and turn the other way and hear a Coca, equally poorly.
Right. But you could still hear it, and wasn't it marvelous? Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, I agree. All right, so now we are going to ask you a question, and I know you know all about Texas radio, so we're going to talk about 1968 when KFMK transitioned and became the first progressive rock station known as Mother Radio. Well, KLOL later played on that moniker, if you will. What were they known as?
Oh, I know that for a while they were K101.
No, it was a play on Mother Radio.
Yeah. Oh. I know I've heard this.
I know too. You have too. I know you have too.
I did not ever hear it because I had to, you know, have WRR go off to hear,
right.
to hear it. But
right.
I'm not sure.
Well, one of their big jocks was Crash Collins, if you remember him.
Yeah, he was there for years. Up into the 80s.
Yes, and so they used this. I think it was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but they absolutely used it, and it was a sort of a nod, good or bad, I'll let you decide, to KFMK. But KLOL, Mother's Family.
Oh, yeah, I do remember hearing
right.
about that.
K101, yeah. Mother's Family.
Yeah.
And, wow. It's interesting. They have so many sites now where you can buy all the old logos and merchandises, like, you know, T-shirt of anything you want. And the reason I thought of this is I saw a website that had the K101 logo with Mother's Family above it. And I thought, well, I could have a mug. I don't want a mug, but just in case. Yeah, Mother's Family.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I never got to hear that, but...
It's for the best.
Sure.
yeah, absolutely for the best, really. But I thought it was clever that they had done that. So there you go.
You're right. Yeah, I think I don't know when KFMK went Christian.
You know, when I did the Houston profile, it's all in there. But I did it so many years ago, I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh well, it's always next week.
Well, there is, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, great, thanks.
All right, thanks. All right, bye. I think that KFMK, it was 2010, long, long, long after I did that profile, obviously, that went to Contemporary Christian. That was the Spirit, I think, Spirit 105.9. Johnny Goen would know more than me, that's for sure. But I think they're still Christian. As we were looking last week when I was talking at length with no calls, due to the phones not working, I sort of went over formats in America, and it was interesting to see there are more stations, well, than anything else's country. But following that, right behind that, was Christian religious preaching and teaching, spoken word, that kind of thing. And then in fourth place was Christian contemporary music. If you added those two together, you'd have the number one format in America. So I'll let you decide what that means. 888-876-5593. Evelyn is in Michigan. Maybe she heard a bumper she knows. What'd you hear, Evelyn?
Hi. Come On by the Distance.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Don't Believe Him Down by Lenny Miles.
Yes. Now, The Distance, who did they become?
Temptations.
Of course they did. Absolutely. And Lenny Miles, wow, that's a twofer. That's great.
Yeah, well, it's great to talk to you. I'm half awake half the time, so I wanted to call
me too.
You. And,
me too, really.
Yeah.
So,
and thank you for all the requests you play.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You are a winner.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. Yes, that's right. We played The Distance, and I was thinking somebody eventually might get that because The Distance, of course, became The Temptations. Yeah, so you should have known that. All right, we've got four more bumpers to go, and nobody's taken a guess on the theme yet. And it's the records that have this in common more than the artists or the songs. But don't let that sway you. It's sort of like when I give you a clue for as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. And I say, well, it's sort of a statistic, but I'll leave it to you if that's true. All right, so it goes, I don't know. 888-876-5593. Mark is in Aurora. All right, Mark.
Good evening.
Yes,
what
how are
there
you?
Is left of it.
Yeah, oh yes, absolutely.
Fine.
Well, that's right. There's I guess about 17
we've
minutes
got,
left of it.
We
there.
Have got wet snow. We have got wet snow going on around here.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse.
Well, right. The wet part is the problem because that freezes so nice.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if I have to bank any city in America on doing well removing snow, Chicago is at the top of the list.
Yeah, we do have the resources.
Yeah, absolute best. And like I say, I won't share it on the air, but Eddie Schwartz explained it to me completely. And well, I understand now. All right, but they absolutely do a marvelous job. And I think snow removal is a very important facet when reviewing cities, you know, because the places that don't use salt, I really have no use for them. So, you know, especially when they say, well, it gets too cold here to use salt. Well, if you treat it before it fell. All right, I'm over. All right, so. Yes, okay. Star Trek original series. You ready?
Yeah, and John already gave me one off the air.
Oh, he did? And did you know it?
Yeah. Yes, I did. It was, what's the last line of City on the Edge of Forever? And that's where Captain Kirk says, let's get the hell out of here.
No, oh, I love it.
Right. He was just pointing out that it was very unusual to say hell on the air at the time.
It was. That's true. So, here we go.
Yeah.
In the episode, The Ultimate Computer, who called Captain Kirk Captain Dunzel?
Oh, that was Commodore Wesley.
Absolutely right. and of course Dunzel.
That starred an actor who was very good at playing an eccentric genius. His name was William Marshall.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe he was Jamaican.
Really? Huh. Yeah, I know he's a character actor type.
Close to that.
Yeah, he you know, always appeared, like I say, in those. He was in Blackula.
Yeah, and he was a one-time guest star on some detective series. I don't remember which one it was.
Well, it's better than being king of the cartoons on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Okay.
But yeah, well, hey, you know, either way, he's working, right? I mean, well, he's no longer with us. Of course, he died in 2003.
Yeah.
Born in 1924, so he was not a child when he started out. And he was born in Gary, Indiana, so I don't know where you got...
Oh!
You know, and it was interesting because he was born to a decidedly middle-class family. His father was a dentist, and he went to NYU. As an art student, and then he transferred to the actor's studio while he was there. So, yeah, he did a number of things. But as far as I know, every one of them was stateside. If he's been off the off the lower 48, I don't know about it. So he used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I don't, of course I don't know what his lineage nationality was, but he was definitely not typically American.
Well, like I say, he was from Gary, Indiana. I don't know what, you know, I guess you'd have to do his DNA. Gary seems American to me. But, you know, he later was teaching college in Southern California. And I know that he also had an issue for a long time, not that he was, quote unquote, a communist, but he was... the partner, I don't think he married her, but Sylvia Jericho was the wife, former wife of a blacklisted screenwriter, and by guilt by association, it absolutely affected his career, and sadly he died of a combination of Alzheimer's and diabetes, so Yeah, but he some amazing eulogies, including Sidney Poitier and Paul Winfield and Marla Gibbs, all spoke it. He was a big deal in Southern California. So, but like I say, I don't know of anything that he did outside the state. So when you say he didn't look American, well, what does that mean? Because after all, we're all from somewhere else. Well, most of us, unless we're Native American.
Well, he had his complexion was. You might say light black.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that they used to refer to that as high yellow. A lot of people who come in various tones. But, you know, I suspect that for some reason this week, I'm not sure why, but in a lot of the stories that James sent me this week, there's probably three or four that about families that got destroyed when they did the DNA testing because they found out that dad wasn't dad, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, we all have a mix of everything, I think. So,
yeah, and it's possible that on that Star Trek episode, he was doing a very convincing accent.
Well, I didn't see it. I don't know what he was doing. But, you know, I mean, if you look at Blackula and stuff like that, you wouldn't say, oh, I think he's a foreigner. You know, I just don't think that's where you'd go
with it. But he, in that episode, he did an excellent job of playing an eccentric genius.
Well, I can
Dr. Daystrom, actually.
I can see that. All right. So I tried to look up William Marshall, and here's what we get.
Oh.
Now, this is from IMDb, so hey.
Okay. Okay.
You take it as it comes. An American actor of African and Cherokee heritage.
Oh.
And it said he was, it just mentioned he was born in Gary to Thelma and Vereen. Vereen was the dentist. So it doesn't say on that how he was Cherokee or whatever. But but like I say, I would think that most of us are a combination of a variety of things. And I would think that a lot of us have no clue what that might be.
And I suppose Cher Bono was Caucasian and Cherokee.
Yeah, well, she had an Indian mix, but her big thing was she was largely Armenian.
Oh, I didn't realize that, but she did that song called Half Breed, which was an angry protest song.
I know. I don't think it had much to do with it, but neither did Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. But I think she was like, half of her was Armenian, and then there was a blend, and that blend was a lot of things. So I don't know if there's Indians on it or not, but I know, you know, Sarkazian was her last name. She was primarily Armenian, and that was her father's side, obviously. And
we have a local singer who does an uncanny job of mimicking Cher. Her name is Lisa McLowry.
Huh. I don't know. I'll tell you, the best Cher imitators, as far as I'm concerned, are, you know, the cross-dressing clubs, the guys. They do some terrific Chers.
Well, that may be.
Oh, yeah. No, she's just for what, you know, there's a few people like that, like a Barbara Streisand or the Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Well, Cher is another one that that did that. So I'm trying to look up the rest of the ethnic heritage for Cher. And again, you know, you can't believe hardly word this, but this article comes from The Forward, which is a Jewish independent nonprofit newspaper. And the headline says The Secret Jewish History of Cher. I don't know. Never heard that before, but okay. Again, that's,
nor have I.
Yeah, that's not a nationality either way. But, you know, I mean, who knows? And most people do think that she's part Cherokee, theoretically on her mother's side, I guess. But I don't know. And she's Cher.
But even if you don't get to see Lisa McLowry mimicking Cher, just go and see her for herself. She is marvelous.
I will check that out. Well, as usual, you are right, so hang on, and we'll add to your stash.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So I think the Forward came about that talking about the history of the Armenian people and the intermixing and all that. But I don't know. I'm sure if you want to put anybody in any bag, there's probably a website online that will, you know, claim it. All right. So we can claim whatever you want, including another bumper stumper, which will be coming up. But I don't think I'm looking at my list here, and I don't think that it is. It might be this half hour. So let's find out. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so there we have 1964. There are a few records this hour played from 64. It has nothing to do with the theme. That was on Tolly. And, who are they? 888-876-5593. And what's the theme? Yeah, good luck on that. And then our question, our straggler, you just never know which is one that you'll get right away and others that will just drag on. But as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. And we'll reveal it at the end of next hour if you don't get it. So I said it's statistics. And again, I don't know if it, I'm sure that's the way it was codified, how they found it. But I would say it's more of a distinction, maybe. But even that is iffy. So, yeah. So here we are, just rapidly coming to a close on the 8th of January. Bill Graham would have been 93 today. And Marcus Hudson of the Whispers would have been 81 today. Yeah, died in 2000. He was only 57, cancer. And Gordy Harmon, sadly, died a year ago right now, January 5th, 2023, and Nicholas Caldwell back in 2016. So the whispers still continue and are still on a variety of shows, and the Scott brothers, Wallace, Scotty, and Walter Scott, and, of course, Legal Degree perform. And, in fact, this coming Saturday the 13th, they'll be in Newark with Stephanie Mills, and then next month with the Dramatics in Baltimore. So... Elvis Presley. Yeah, I was right. Would have been 89 today. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it would have been pretty. But born in 1935 in Tupelo and died in 77, August 16th, as you'll recall, just 42 years old. Yeah. So what went on January 8th? Well, Bill Haley, who rejected an invitation to tour Australia because some of his comets refused to fly. Interesting name for the group. They wouldn't get on a plane. So instead, he went without them. Leave the Comets behind, and who did he appear with? Laverne Baker and Joe Turner. Probably a pretty good show. All right, so another hour of trivia, and there's something you know something about, and I want to make you a winner. Not that the prizes are worth it, but the fun is coming up on WGN Radio.
I'll forget about you, my friends all tell me. I can't live without you and all of your charms. Forget your loving, that's what they tell me. Forget you ever held me in your arms. Well, I try, oh, I try, forgetting I try. Try to stop regretting, but please excuse these teardrops, everyone. Cause you know, don't you know, yeah, you know, it's easier, easier said than done. Find yourself a new love, that's what they tell me. Oh, but I say to myself, what good would it do? How could I hold him? How could I love him? When all the time I'd wish that he were you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's your bumper stumper. Who is she? And we're talking 1962 on Fortune. Yeah, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so another three bumper stumpers, and maybe you'll recognize somebody. I think you'll recognize the next one, I'm pretty sure, but we'll see. And maybe you'll pick up on the theme. I don't know. Shame on you if you don't. All right, so we have, of course, our question, which will be revealed at the end of the night. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? All right, and I guess you could call it a distinction, or you could call it a statistic. I don't know, but 2 million Americans. Now, what I can try to do as a clue, trying to help you as much as I can see how many people would be accounted for in that category today. Looking this up, if I can find out. And in the meantime, your calls are welcome. And remember, if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category, because everybody knows something about something. You've got an area of expertise. I just know it. All right. So let's see. I would say, the deal, is that, that it is double today. Although it's debatable. There are apparently fights about this, but I think it's about double. So I think it's a little over 4 million today can boast that, but 20 years ago, 2 million could. What is it? So, other than that, let's see, I'll just prattle on. Again, tomorrow night we have a slightly abbreviated show. We lose the first hour due to play-by-play, but we'll be on right after that, about 11 o'clock Central. And then this coming Thursday, figure we'll start about 10:30 on Central. And then the following week, next Tuesday, again, it'll be about 11 o'clock Central. So that's the deal with sports. And what else today, in addition to Elvis's birthday on the 8th, and Val Shively's. It also is Battle of New Orleans Day. It's a legal holiday in Louisiana. All right, I have no idea if banks were closed. Earth's Rotation Day. Well, it certainly beats the alternatives. It's a Clean Off Your Desk Day. All right, if you're wondering about tomorrow, which now, of course, it technically is in the Central Time Zone, January 9th brings us Static Electricity Day and Word Nerd Day. So there you have it. I've never really figured out, as I've said before, exactly who sanctions these holidays or how they happen. Years ago, virtually every disc jockey had a copy of the Chase's calendar of events. That was the big thing. I'm sure they're still online, but I'm sure there are a number of other sources as well. But they were kind of the definitive, what day is this and what month is this? February is pizza month. I do recall that. Yeah, yes, Pizza Today. It was the Journal of the Industry way back when. All right, so what else do we have? Well, we have your calls if you do, but if not, don't worry. I'll just prattle on. And as I mentioned, it's a big birthday week, but a lot of them today, January 8th, so got to go back 9 months to figure out what else was going on. We had Jackie Wilson recording To Be Loved, yeah, in Brunswick Records, 1958, January 8th. And it's interesting, of course. Jackie had the distinction of being, quote, the greatest singer I've ever heard, the epitome of natural greatness. And that was Berry Gordy. He said, unfortunately for some, he set the standard I'd be looking for in singers forever. So I don't think he ever felt he had had a runner-up, but there you have it. Shindig. It was the final episode of Shindig today, yeah, in case you were wondering, in 1966. And saying goodbye to Shindig were the Knickerbockers, Dick and Dee Dee, the Blossoms, Jackie DeShannon, and Bobby Sherman. Well, the Blossoms would have been good. And it was on this date in 1968 that Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay was released, and that was bittersweet at best because it was a month and a half after Otis Redding had died in that plane crash with four members of the Barqués in Madison. Yeah, just horrible. But let's see. It was on this date in 1972 that Dennis Coffey became the first white performer to perform on Soul Train. Yeah, see, I would never have known that because I don't categorize it that way. It's how they sound, not how they look. After all, it is records. It is audio, or so I believe. So 888-876-5593. We have Paul, and he is in Buffalo Grove. So Paul, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, hello there. I got two cracks at the trivia question.
All you want.
The first one, I'm thinking maybe people who have red hair.
No, I don't know what that number is.
Okay, and then people maybe that are left-handed.
No, I don't know what that number is either. But if there were 2 million of them 20 years ago, and there's over 4 million of them now, I don't think it's going to be a genetic trait.
Oh, I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah.
I guess while I was waiting on hold, I didn't
hear that. Right. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's the latest clue. Although, you know, when you consider the population growth in this country, I guess it could be, but it's not a genetic trait.
Yeah. So what, it doubled?
Yeah. In 20 years, more than doubled. And it's funny because I was looking this up just a while ago. I wouldn't have known. And the first thing I saw is there's controversy. Some people are saying, no, that's not right. And other people are saying, well, it's more than that. So apparently you can fight about anything.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting to find the answer to.
Well, you will at the end of the hour.
Alrighty. Thanks. I heard two of my requests that you played. I heard the flashlight and I heard the Hold On, I'm Coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Let me check because I got a list. Well, it's not on this list. I was going to say, I thought I had a list of all the requests, but are we still outstanding on you?
Yeah, I got two more, but it was kind of neat because I liked the way it was spread out because it's like, I just figure it's like, you know, I don't expect it coming at all. And then all of a sudden,
there it is.
Starts playing. But then it's like, it takes like 5 or 10 seconds before I'm like, hey.
Yeah, there's my
that's
record.
That's the song.
So what are the other two?
Ain't Nobody by Rufus and Chaka
right.
Khan.
Okay. And what's
and
the
then 40 Cups of Coffee by the the Danny Ogilvy version.
All right. Yeah, well, we'll get them this week.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
So, yes, 888-876-5593. And yeah, Carol, the queen of show prep, best ever, gives me that list, but not on Monday nights, of course, because I don't play requests. I play bumper stumpers, and I'll be playing three more, and maybe a theme will appear. John had suggested a great theme, but I was unable to fulfill it in time, and couldn't find enough examples that were different. But I will, that's for sure. But in the meantime, while I was looking at that theme, I thought of this other theme, and I thought, yeah, that should be something people guess. Yeah, dream on, Raleigh, dream on. All right, Brad is in St. Charles. Brad, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Not bad. So I've got a guess at the trivia question, the straggler.
Absolutely.
How about single-parent homes?
Ooh, you know, I'll bet you there's a lot more than that. I don't know, but it's not that. But I wonder, how many single-parent homes are there? I got to look.
I bet nowadays it is pretty much more, but back then...
Well, even 20 years ago. Well, right now there are 13.6 million... so let's say we'll say the year 2000, just do it that way. Let's see. So here we have a whole history of single parent household, which I'm sure will be spellbinding. In 1980, 18.4% of all births in the United States were to unmarried women. And, let's see.
Oh.
In 2008, 40.6% of all births in the United States were to unmarried women. Now, this assumes, by the way, that the women didn't get married and there was no man in the house as they were growing up. I don't know. But say 25 million children are growing up with their fathers in the home. 40% of children in America.
Mm,
whoa.
That's horrible.
Well, it's a big number. That's for sure.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's nice is the courts are finally starting to realize that parents are just, that fathers are just as suitable to be custodial parents, because for years it was almost a slam dunk, and that was just terrible. And now you're seeing a little more equity in terms of having that discussion, though it's still just rough. But apparently this is a trend that's been going around, and I have the Census Department. We assume that they don't lie. Of course. And, but what's interesting, like, take that 1980 figure. In Denmark, 33.2% of women who gave birth in Denmark in 1980 were unmarried, and 39.7% in Sweden. By 1990,
wow.
Let's say 2000. 33.2 million in the United States, 55.3 million in Sweden. So
holy moly. Wow.
And then we have marriage and divorce looks interesting too. In 1980, the marriage rate was 15.9%. In 2008, it was 10.6%. In 1980, the divorce rate was 7.9, and it's actually lower. In 2008, it was 5.2. So exactly how they worked that, I don't know. But now I'm looking at actual numbers in the United States, and the numbers of percentage is 27% in the year 2000 of parents that were single parent household, 9,357,000 in 2000.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so these are big numbers. These are big numbers. So,
but not the right answer.
Yeah, no, not the right answer, but I like it. this is a lot less than that.
Wow. All right. Well, all right. If I think of something else, I'll give you a call back.
I'm counting on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593. All right, this next bumper, someone is going to get this one. I just know it. Prove me right, coming up on WGN Radio.
Why don't you come? Why don't you come?
Let me take you to
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I know we're going to get a winner on that. It's just too obvious, I think. And sure enough, Stephanie in Madison says, oh, I know that one. All right, Stephanie, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. Thank you, thank you. Hey, it's Nathaniel Mayer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that song. I'm wondering if all the bumper thumper artists are connected with Fortune Records or are from Detroit?
No, neither, but that's a nice guess.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Hey, don't know if it's too late to ask for a trivia question, but I was wondering if I could have WLS trivia. I love WLS. So many fond memories.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, what I'll need to do is come up with something appropriate for that. I can think of a lot of them, but probably during the news I'm going to do that. So hang on, don't go away. All right, so we'll think of the perfect WLS trivia. And I think I already know what I'm going to ask Stephanie. Let me just get yours here. And then we can go back to Stephanie and answer her and ask her question. Let's see. All right. I'm going to. I think I've come up with one, Stephanie. I on my own. I did. I just wanted to verify I was right because I'd hate to be wrong. But okay. Here we go. All right. WLS, which of course had been top 40 since 1960 as the ABC stations one by one went in that direction. Well, in 1967, due to his success at another ABC-owned station, they brought a new program director to WLS. He was very successful. Who was he?
Oh, man. Whoa. Well, let's see. Oh, golly. You stumped me on that one. Because I've been listening to WLS for a long time. And through the, pretty much through the 60s. And I wouldn't be.
And of course, what we're saying here is, by 67, when they brought this guy in, transferred him actually because of his success elsewhere, we're at a time when they really wanted to shore up WLS. It had been tremendously successful, but now it's had competition, obviously, and they're looking at it now. In 1964, WLS had a 34% share of the nighttime audience. WCFL had a 3%. Well, in 1967, when this program director was brought in, WLS had 16%. WCFL had 15%. So it was a virtual tie. And so that's why they said to this guy, you're going to transfer in. And the next year, he was WLS's named Station of the Year at the Gavin Convention, and he was leading the market. So who was he?
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a wild guess, and Larry Lujack was I'm pulling that out of the air because I think he came in afterwards.
Right, and he was a very close friend of Larry Lujack's and hired him both at LS and at CFL. But no, it was John Rook.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. I remember, in the early days, it was Gene Taylor. He eventually died. Wow. One of the WLS jocks, we've gotten to know him. He unfortunately has not been, hosting or, Winter Dance Party in Clear Lake, Iowa. He was the MC for a while because he'd been the original MC back when Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and Big Bopper, Bob Hale.
Sure.
And we got to know him.
Sure.
Oh, love, just wonderful man, just an absolutely wonderful man. We have lost contact with him. I'm hoping he's good, but anyway.
I haven't heard that he isn't, I think I would have heard that, but I'm going to look. I'll let you know. But in any event, we'll talk to you soon.
Love it.
Right,
thank you, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio News and be back to it for the final half hour. And remember, I will identify the straggler if you don't guess it. So plenty of time to do that in the next half hour, plus another two bumper stumpers coming up on WGN Radio. Whoa.
Yes, I love her. And she's a girl I'm speaking of. She's my all mine. And she's my
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 1957 on J&S Records. All right, so, yeah, I always kind of get a chill down my spine when I play that because I have that record because a good friend of mine had had given me a copy of it. I was actually just borrowing the copy, and he had borrowed something from me. In fact, it was Joey Reynolds doing Rats in My Room. But regardless, you know, he had said, oh, I can't get over to give it back to you. I said, don't worry about it. It's not like you're going to die. We'll swap them back next week. Well, the next day on the radio, he dropped dead. Yeah, completely. And yeah, I heard from his daughter after that, and I said, well, you know, I need to get back this CD to somebody. She said, no, just keep it. She meanwhile found Rats in My Room and said, but let me give you this back. But it was one of those things where you talk about, you know, doing something you love. But I'll never forget, oh, don't worry, it's not like you're going to die or anything. Yeah, I don't say that anymore. All right, but who are they? And it was his favorite record, too. I will say I remember that. Doc. So rest in peace, Doc. I know you liked them. And they did several records, but that's the one that he loved. So who are they? And what does that have in common with every other record we played tonight? Well, we've got one more to go. I realize this theme is opaque at best. So is the trivia question. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. Now, arguably today, it's over 4 million. But again, I was very surprised to see that there are people who are dissenting it. There's some here, no, that's not right. Well, I don't know, actually. But we'll go with the 20 years ago figure of 2 million being accurate because it was certified by something. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, been a very slow Monday night trivia. And the phones are working. Yeah, unlike last Thursday when they weren't and I just talked at length. Now I'll talk at length that the phones are working. You're just not calling. Well, it happens. As I say, tomorrow night we'll be on an hour late, but then you'll be hearing the debut of Johnny D's latest missive. To Mel McDaniel's stand-up. He did call-in, basically, and you're not. Is the problem. All right, so what else do we have? Jim Croce would have been 81 Wednesday. Yeah, Philadelphia, born in South Philly. And what else do we have? He was selling time at WHAT while he was at Villanova, too, as far as that goes. Big Al Downing would be 84 tomorrow. He's in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. And you may remember I'll Be Holding On, 1974. That was number one on the disco dance chart. So this is a guy who is in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame, performs regularly at the Grand Ole Opry, nominated Best New Artist, the Academy of Country Music, appeared on Hee Haw, Nashville Now, American Bandstand, and had the number one record on the Billboard Dance Disco chart for 3 weeks. Yeah, well, certainly versatile, to say the least. Sadly, dead, died of leukemia in 2005, just 65 years old. We have Tommy Evans, one of the Drifters, one of the 9,832 Drifters. Would be 97 tomorrow. And he actually was in the Carols originally. And then when Jimmy Ricks left the Ravens, he took over for that. So, but as far as his Drifter years, it was actually kind of spawning the years of both groups, 56 to 62. He also did some time with the Coasters and the Ink Spots, and just 57 years old when he died in 1984. Donald Fagen, hard to believe, turned 76 on Wednesday. Yeah, wow. And he's an interesting guy, and was another late-night radio fan, and you can kind of tell it in the work he did. And a lot of good stuff out of that, and Steely Dan, yeah. I was like Deacon Blues. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. One more, Kenny Kelly, Wally of the Manhattans, would be 83 on Tuesday, born 1941 in Jersey City. And he took over when Blue Leavitt left for health reasons. And then he later went back to college, got his PhD, and apparently was teaching in North Carolina and working, all that kind of stuff. Sadly died in Newark in 2015, 74 years old. So, yeah, the Manhattans, especially when they were on Carnival. Those were my guys, I'll tell you what. And sadly, just about all of them no longer with us. Sonny Bibbins died in 2014, and Blue Leavitt died in 2014, and Smitty Smith, well, of course, he died in 1970, so that was very early and very shocking. Ricky Taylor died in 87, and I think Gerald Alston is still with us. So, all right. And he joined in 1970 when Smitty was just so sick. And apparently the Manhattans featuring Gerald Alston are still performing good. All right. Glad to hear it. 888-876-5593. Sherry in Naperville, what's happening tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Well, I don't know anymore. How about yourself, Sherry?
Okay, I got all prepared for all the snow. We're supposed to see it.
Yes. And how is the area now where you are? Has it started yet?
It started, and first it was like all slush, yeah, kind of like rainy, getting pelted, and now it actually you can see a snowflake.
Oh, man.
But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yes, you will.
Yes. So I have some guesses, and I keep on crossing out guesses, especially when you said, and it doubles. I go, oh, I got to throw out the World War II vets.
Yep. You got to throw that out. That's for sure. You're right.
They can't double.
No. Nope.
Okay. So, and it's a distinction, you said.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, although I don't like this answer, morbidly obese?
No.
Well, I don't know, because all the french fries and fast food, I figure that could double.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no. Next.
But this was my one last week when you were done. I said, oh, 2 million people have the same first and last name, maybe.
Oh, no, not right either, but that's very creative.
Okay. And I don't know exactly what to call it, but like the same occupation or the same designation. For example, I know there used to be like you would sign up online and get certified to be an online priest to marry somebody or something like that.
Yeah, I know. John is a dudist preacher. That was some movie that he watched. So he said, I got to get this. So no, it's
not. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the dude. I'm trying to think of what the movie was. I think it was one of the Coen brothers movies out of Minneapolis. But what the heck was the name of it? Well, it'll come to me eventually. But yes, he has a certificate and he's ordained as a dudist preacher.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right. No, it's not that. It's not that.
Okay. In people in the LGBTQ community,
nope.
But I would assume it'd be much more than that.
Yep. And much less than that 20 years ago.
Well, but then you don't know who came out of the closet.
Well, you can figure if you're actually broadening into LGBTQ, you got a lot of people, and a lot of people 20 years ago were not as ready to step up and share with the class. But regardless, it's not that.
Okay. High school dropouts?
Nope.
I don't want to say it, but oh no, I won't say that at all because that makes no sense.
Yeah. The Big Lebowski. I had to look it up. That was the movie, The Big Lebowski.
Oh, I never did see that.
Well,
is it the bowling one?
Yes, yeah, the bowling one is right. And so John is a dudist, whatever. Yeah, right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, how about new immigrants?
No.
All right, I think that's my sixth, but I'm not sure. I have other stupid ones if it's not.
Well, call back.
No, I won't, because they're all dumb, and when you say it, it's going to be something off the wall.
Of course it is. You're right about that.
All right.
All right,
you
thanks.
Guys take care.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it a lot.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, so yes, dudism was the Church of the Latter-day Dude. And that was part of the Big Lebowski. And so, yes, John is absolutely ordained. And I think he has a cap to prove it as well. Yes, proudly wears that. I don't know what happened to that cap. But in any event, we got some first-time callers. That's the best news of all. Sharon is in Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio, Sharon.
Good morning, Wally.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
I wanted to make a guess on the trivia.
Yes, what do you think?
Well, maybe this has already been given before, but I haven't heard it. Millionaires?
No, it's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Oh, okay.
All right, call me back if you think of something else.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, yes, that's a nice answer. It's just not right. Now, we meet Nancy, and Nancy is a first-time caller in St. Louis, Missouri. All right, Nancy, thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, here I am. I've been up all night. I can't sleep, so I may as well call in.
That's just perfect. Yes, St. Louis, former home of KXOKXOK.
Yep.
And WIL, of course. Two great top 40 radio stations.
Yep, well, WIL is now country.
Oh, yeah, went country in 1972. I have the ashtray to prove it.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, but they were top 40 before that. But yes.
I'll take a stab at the trivia question. I'm going to say that people, the 2 million people 20 years ago, they were the ones that wore glasses, eyeglasses.
I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
Okay.
I hope you're
going
to try again. It's great to meet you, and please call again, Nancy. Appreciate it.
I sure will.
Okay, bye.
All right,
so,
bye.
All right, so St. Louis checks in. All right, yes. A Dudist priest explains how the dude abides. You can read about that, too. This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, of course, but nonetheless. All right, so there's one more bumper stumper coming up, and I guess you better hear it, because we'll be revealing them after that. And maybe a theme, and it's a theme about the records, not about the artists or the titles. It's a theme about the records. All right, and nobody's picked up on it. Well, maybe this last time will be a charm. Otherwise, as of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. What? All right, and as I say, arguably over 4 million have it now, but apparently they are arguing. So we'll pick it up right there, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? He was in high school when he recorded that, actually, a Detroit area kid, and he was the first artist ever signed to Rick-Tick. Yeah, so that'd be Rick-Tick 1964. And now I pretty much told you the labels on all of this, so what do all these records have in common? And who was that last guy? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh, and I'll be revealing all of that, plus I'll also be revealing our straggler, but we've got Roger in LaGrange who wants to take a guess on it. So Roger, what do you think?
I have the answer to your trivia question.
Oh, good. I like a man who's confident.
The answer is the number of people that listen to your radio show.
Oh, you dreamer, you. Very nice, very complimentary, and not remotely true.
Okay. Or the number of people that listen to 78 RPM records.
I have no idea what that number would be, but 20 years ago, say, 2003, I don't think so, but it's a nice guess.
Okay. Right. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Roger. All right,
bye-bye.
So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. It's harder to find turntables that even have 78. Well, heck, what am I saying? It's hard to find turntables. Cleveland Dennis in Elgin is back on WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
kind of a wild guess. Maybe I could have looked it up to verify it. But number of users for AOL.
No, but that's a nice guess.
That's all I got. Thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. All right, I have a feeling that we should put this to rest now. As of 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had some type of security clearance. And that was according to a GAO report. And it came out on August 1st of 2004, giving you the 2003 figures. So 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had some type of security clearance. And as I say, arguably now over 4 million have some type. It is not a top secret clearance, but some type of a security clearance. I saw the top secret number, and I think it was like 1 point something, but I don't remember. But anyway, so that was the deal. 20 years ago, 2 million Americans had this in common. They had some type of official security clearance. All right, so 888-876-5593 if you want to talk about that, or if you want to talk about, well, should we talk about the bumper stumpers here a moment? And then we're going to get to Frank in Northlake before the hour is up. But I don't want the hour to end before we cover this because, well, you can always go to Raleigh.net and see it written. But okay, so the first thing we played was Itty Bitty Heart by Johnny May Matthews, 1964 on Spokane. Then we played Straight Flush by The Frantics, 1959 on Dalton. We played Come On by The Distance, who later became The Temptations, 1960 on Northern. We did The Same Identical Thing, 1964 on J&S by The Gillettes. Then 1960 on Scepter, we did Don't Believe Him, Donna by Lenny Miles. Then 64 on Volt, we did Watchdog by Dorothy Williams. 64 on Tolly, we did Marsha by The Prodigals. Then, 1962 on Golden World, we did Joyce Webb, It's Easier Said Than Done. And Nathaniel Mayer, Village of Love, 1962 on Fortune. And Gino Washington did Gino is a Coward, 1964, first artist to be signed to Rick-Tick. So that is all the labels. Those are all the artists. Those are all the songs. What do they all have in common with each other? Each one of them was released on a woman-owned record label. Now, in some cases, it was absolutely a solo effort. In some cases, it was a partnership. The partnership occasionally was a marriage, might be other relatives, or it may just be two people of the same interest musically. So Spokane, in 1964, Spokane was a division of Scepter. So that's Florence Greenberg, a New Jersey housewife who formed it on her own. Dalton, which originally was Dolphin until they discovered there was a Dolphin in Los Angeles. Dalton was a Seattle-based label founded by Bonnie Guitar, and it was a partnership of Bonnie Guitar and Bob Reisdorf. They were not related. And then 1960 on Northern, The Distance doing Come On, the group that became The Miracles, The Temptations. I've just changed their entire trajectory. The Temptations. Johnny May Matthews owned the Northern label outright. All right, then 1964 on J&S, The Gillettes, the Same Identical Thing. Zell Sanders owned J&S outright. Watchdog by Dorothy Williams on Volt. Well, of course, Volt was part of Stax, and Stax was half-owned by Estelle Axton. And we had, of course, Marsha by The Prodigals, 1964 on Tolly. Tolly, a division of VJ. VJ co-owned by Vivian Carter. Yeah. Nathaniel Mayer, Village of Love, 1962 on Fortune, co-owned by Deborah Brown. Yeah. Now, It's Easier Said Than Done, 1962 on Golden World. Well, Golden World and Rick-Tick both were owned by Joanne Bratton by virtue of the fact that she was also married to Ed Wingate. So there's your list. So we had Florence Greenberg and Johnny May Matthews and Zell Sanders all owning them outright. Then with husbands or relatives, we had Estelle Axton and Vivian Carter and Deborah Brown and Joanne Bratton. And then Just Because, we had Bonnie Guitar and Bob Reisdorf. So they were all women owned. And that's the deal. And now I have a minute, literally a minute. And that belongs to Frank in Northlake. It's your minute, Frank.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I couldn't have guessed those. How many of those were? Well, what's the one that I ask? I want a question of the 1957 one.
Dear, I Swear by the Plants.
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But that, the lead singer, was that the lead singer, the same guy that had in 1957 Tragedy?
No, it's not Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, that was his name.
Yeah.
Okay. It kind of sounded like him.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in years.
No.
That was a good thing. I like that.
The plants were from Baltimore, and it was James Lawson, and Thuman Thrower was the bass singer. The first tenor was Steve McDowell, and George Jackson was the lead singer. And George Jackson, of course, just had a wonderful history.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that...
You've ended the night. Call me earlier tomorrow night, and we'll talk about anything you want. I'll be on as of 11 Central.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
And apologies to Mark and Roar and everybody else who didn't get in. Don't wait till the last minute. Call me tomorrow right after 11. And until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. Above all, I think all three of you who called, well, okay, it was a little more than that, but you could have done better. Yeah, improve tomorrow night. Till then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.